control. It's unbelievable. And it was the bill was a real bonfire.
All right, Jerome, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're actually going to skip a little bit to page Shin Mem Gimel. So just a few pages. We left off yesterday on Shin Lamed. Hey, we're going to skip to Shin Mem Gimel. Lama lanu lahaschil me'aschala. I'm sorry, excuse me. Shin Mem Beis. I'm sorry, not Shin Mem Gimel. Shin Mem Beis. So the section Mishpat. Yeshna itza gidola ma'od. So remember again, in this chapter, we're focused on the etzos, we're focused on the strategies to be able to acquire emunah. If we've spent our time up until this point trying to figure out what is emunah, what's the definition of emunah, now we're trying to figure out ultimately how to acquire emunah. So yeshna itza gidola ma'od, sha'al yada zochem le'emunah. There's a very important etza, a very important idea, through which one is able to acquire emunah. It's actually quite beautiful. V'hi sha'adam yargil es atzmo kol yom, lishbot es atzmo al kol machshava, al kol dibor ve'al kol maisa, imkach ro'i lo lehisnaik. So this is actually an incredibly overwhelming idea. What's the idea? That a person should judge themselves every single day for every single thought, every single word, and every single action, and to decide whether or not these things were appropriate. Now, obviously, what he's describing over here is something that sounds, nothing's impossible, but sounds highly improbable that a person is going to be able to reach this particular level. But what he's trying to do is create a mindset. The mindset is of introspection, reflection, and self-judgment. So you will say, think about it this way. Imagine if I did go ahead and judge every single word, every single thought, every single action. Imagine ultimately again what my life would look like. Imagine how my interactions would look like. Imagine how I, as an individual, ultimately again would conduct myself if I was so incredibly reflective and self-judgmental. And when a person judges themselves for everything, umamin shabore roa oso umashkiach almasov, and he believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees him, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and mashkiach almasov, or literally oversees, or has, you know, oversees, exerts his divine providence over all my actions. So this is really very interesting. When a person, why would a person engage in constant self-judgment? Right? Why would I do that? Why would I judge my words? Why would I judge my thoughts? Why would I judge my deeds? Because I believe that there's an accountability. Because I believe, like the Mishnah of it says, that staka b'shlosha dvarim, right? Go ahead and literally focus on three things. Dam ala mala mincha, know what is above you. Ayin roa, a seeing eye. Ozen shomas, a listening ear. V'chom ma'asecha b'sefer nechtavan, and all of your deeds are recorded in a sefer. So what's the idea? The idea is that the only reason for me to be self-judgmental about my thoughts, my words, and my actions is because I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above me, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is recording, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately is involved in all of those things. So because when a person takes the opportunity to be self-judgmental, then a person ultimately goes ahead and is reinforcing the notion that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there is a judge, that there is someone who's actively involved in my life. Hainu, sha'al yidya yirash yare me'aborei, sha'al kol dover yavo ito b'mishpat, me'la mischazakis etzlo ha'emuna. That through reinforcing the belief that there is an accounting for everything, that ultimately goes ahead and reinforces my sense of emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishi yishbo yirash shamayim, v'vada yare me'ashem, sh'yavo ito b'mishpat, al komach shavosav va'al diburav va'al ma'asav. So someone ultimately who has yira shamayim, who has a reverence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he knows that there's going to be an accounting for every single one of my thoughts, my actions, and my deeds. Lochein humaktim lishpot es atzmo. Well, so this is a very profound yisod. If I believe that there is a judgment and an accounting for everything, I don't wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to judge me for those things, but rather I engage in the process of self-judgment first. He goes on, L'takim b'kach esma asof v'in l'machake she'yishpetu osa milamala. I don't wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to judge me from above. Instead, I already engage in the process of self-judgment from the beginning. Ava misha eino shovet ve'eino danas atzmo. But someone who doesn't judge, someone who doesn't evaluate himself, marashu kiviyochol adon liatzmo. He's essentially showing that he is his own boss. His own boss. V'she'ein lo lifnei milaseis din v'cheshben. And he doesn't have to give in a judgment or an accounting before anyone. Ulamaisa hu chai b'li emuna. Such a person ultimately lives without emuna. Ki api ha'emuna yesh seder v'yesh din v'yesh dayon. Because ultimately, again, I will say, emuna teaches me that there is a seder, there is an order, there is a din, ultimately there's justice, v'yesh dayon, and there is a judge. So this is really an incredibly overwhelming idea. So the Mechaber says that one of the ways to reinforce emuna is to engage in the process of self-evaluative judgment. That first of all, just imagine for a moment, I'm just overwhelmed by this idea, imagine for a moment that a person lives a life where I'm actually measuring every single thing I say, every single thing I do, and every single thing I think. You know, to be honest, even if I don't have the thought part, you know, under control, to evaluate all of my actions, to evaluate everything I say, is such an incredibly heightened level of existence. But says the Mechaber, this ultimately reinforces, besides the fact that it's good form, and besides the fact that it probably is a recipe for successful living, what it also does is reinforce a sense of emuna. Because why am I engaging in this self-evaluative, self-judgment process? Why am I doing that? Because I believe that there is a Ribono Shel Olam who's doing it as well. And so because there is a Ribono Shel Olam who's doing it as well, I would like to be as prepared for that divine judgment as possible. So before HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges me, I find the koach to judge myself, with the hope that through that judgment I lift myself up, with the hope that through my judgment I try to become better, with the hope that through that judgment ultimately again I could potentially spare myself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu needing to judge me. We spoke about this concept before. If I judge myself first, then I don't have to leave my judgment to the Ribono Shel Olam. But at the end of the day, says the Mechaber, the true power of this is that it instills within me an incredible sense of emuna, an incredible sense of belief. Ki yiras ha'onesh ha'pshuta, ha'hi ha'basis l'chol ha'emuna, u'biladao lo titochin emuna amitis tekdusha. We're going to read this line, then we'll stop over here for today. He says, you know, the fear of onesh, the fear of punishment, is the fundamental foundation for emuna, for belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And without it, emuna does not exist. Now, what does this mean? The truth is, fear of punishment is often considered to be the most elementary, almost sometimes like infantile approach to our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What the Mechaber, I think, is saying is as follows, that when he says onesh, punishment, what he really means is that there is, for every action, there is a reaction. At the end of the day, you know, the Gemara says, Kala Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatran, whoever says that God just forgives everything, Yivatshome Oi, his kishkas, his inside should spill out. The idea is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't overlook anything. Is there forgiveness? Of course. Is there tshuva? Of course. But at the end of the day, there is an accounting for everything that we do, big or small. And without this fundamental idea, says the Mechaber, then what? There's no emuna. Without a belief in the concept that ultimately everything we do triggers a divine reaction, one way or the other, there's no emuna. That's what emuna, by the way, and that's hashkacha pratis. Hashkacha pratis means there's a divine reaction or there's a divine involvement in every detail, big or small. So we'll stop over here for today, but we end off, I think, with an incredibly overwhelming yisod, which is the need to engage in personal self-evaluative judgment each and every day for that which we do, for that which we say, and yes, amazingly enough, even for that which we think. We engage in that process of self-evaluative judgment because it serves as a fundamental underpinning to emunah, that I engage in the judgment because I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actively involved in my life, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu engages in this judgment as well. But I also know that if I engage in the process of personal judgment, then I have the ability to refine and to uplift myself and not have to rely on divine judgment to accomplish that process. We'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up bottom of Shimon and base tomorrow.